For missile and drone attacks, Britain's Foreign Minister David Cameron said during a visit to Israel Wednesday, and Iran's president has warned that the tiniest invasion by Israel would bring a massive and harsh response. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
President Ibrahim Raisi spoke Wednesday at an annual army parade that was relocated to a barracks north of the capital, Tehran, from its usual venue on a highway in the city's southern outskirts. Iranian authorities gave no explanation for its relocation, and state TV did not broadcast it live, as it has in previous years. Iran launched hundreds of missiles and drones at Israel over the weekend in response to an apparent Israeli strike on Iran's embassy compound in Syria on April 1st that killed 12 people, including two generals. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
There's been a lethal Russian attack on a mid-sized Ukrainian city, the AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Local Ukraine officials say three Russian missiles have slammed into a downtown area of the northern city of Chernihiv, hitting an eight-floor apartment building and killing at least eight people. The city's acting mayor says many more were injured in the Wednesday morning attack. The city lies some 90 miles north of the capital, Kyiv, near the border with Russia and Belarus, and has a population of around 250,000. The latest Russian bombardment comes as the war stretches into its third year and approaches what could be a critical juncture, as a lack of further military support from Ukraine's Western partners increasingly leaves it at the mercy of the bigger Kremlin forces. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And the death toll has risen in that attack to at least 17. And heavy rain has been battering Dubai and Oman, causing flash floods and killing up to 20. This is VOA News. A UN report points to a yawning gap of inequality in sexual and reproductive health worldwide. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The UN Population Fund says an African woman is roughly 130 times more likely to die from pregnancy and childbirth complications than a woman in Europe or North America. UNFPA Executive Director Dr. Natalia Canham decries what she calls the widening inequality in sexual and reproductive health and rights worldwide.
The world made zero progress in saving women from preventable deaths in pregnancy and childbirth.
UNFPA's State of the World Population Report also estimates that nearly 500 maternal deaths per day occur in countries with humanitarian crises and conflicts, and shows that women of African descent in the Americas are more likely to die giving birth than white women. I'm Julie Walker.
Pakistan's Interior Ministry said Wednesday it blocked access to social media platform X around the time of February's election on national security concerns, confirming a long-suspected shutdown. Users have reported problems using X, formerly known as Twitter, in Pakistan since mid-February, but the government had made no official announcements. Boeing is in the spotlight as the U.S. Congress calls a whistleblower to testify about defects in its planes. During a Senate Commerce Committee hearing, ranking member Ted Cruz says Boeing must address growing public fears about the safety of its planes.
For Boeing to succeed going forward, those answers need to be given and changes need to be made to ensure that safety is central. When each of us, when our families, when our children get on an airplane, we want to trust that we're going to land safely.
Plans to expand the Disneyland Resort cleared a major hurdle Wednesday as local officials endorsed a new blueprint governing the development of Walt Disney's Southern California theme parks over the next 40 years. The Anaheim City Council approved a plan called Disneyland Forward that one researcher estimated would create as many as 4,500 construction jobs per year of development and an additional more than 26,000 park-related positions over the coming decades. For more stories, please visit us online at voanews.com. You can also follow the Voice of America on social media, Facebook, Instagram, X. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.
Now, VOA 1.